Okay, so you guys said you're up to the sugyas of the Gizma Velonisu and the sugyas of Mazel, so I figured I'd speak about that Rashi and Tosos, about Nisach Pasedeu, Machal Rashi Tosos, and explain that I believe they're arguing with from two different angles about the understanding of Gizma Velonisu and then the understanding of how Mazel works exactly. So the Gemara tells in the bottom of Daf Bezim and Aleph this question of when the Baal b'chayv mizonos if he gives mamalon nisu chala hu chal sahi, and the Gemara says in the Sa'ad that chal sahi. So matzi amr le'ana hakamina. I'm standing. I'm ready. I'm prepared. It's your fault. I shouldn't be penalized for this. Oduma matzi amr la, or perhaps she could say nistach b'sedeh. No, this is your field, and it's your loss, and you have a responsibility to that. So this understanding of Nistach Pasadeh, Rashi and Tosa have a very important machlokes here. And Rashi explained Nistach Pasadeh means Lashon Mater Sochef Nishtach Pasadecha, that somehow the water ruined the field. Says Rashi Kolmer, Mazalcha Garam, your mazal caused this. Ki mehayom ani mutalach alecha lazim, because from today, I am your responsibility to pay. Now Tosos on number base, he has a different interpretation. Now, if you didn't pay attention, you might think Rashi and Tosos sound like the same thing. Unless you're ma'ayin into this, you look like they're saying the same thing. Rashi says mazel, and Tosos also says mazel. Tosos writes, Matze amr leh, nistach basadeu, ve'eno yochal liton, and you can't claim, the other abba, mazlo garm, this is your fault, her fault, she got sick, not me, I'm fine. De cheven de lo mifkada apiria rivio, lo mi'ansha. Since the women are not chayv and purvu, as we know, so therefore they're not can't punish, they can't be penalized for this. And then he brings another very important line, but not for now. V'od ha'isha hi sadeh shel habal vein habal sadeh shela. As an aside, they try to prove from this Tosos that he holds that the woman kiddushin is more of kinyan mamon as opposed to an iser of some sort, that she's viewed as a field. But either way, Tosos says that this is his mazel, because it's his mitzvah peruvu, and not her mazel, because she's not chayiv in peruvu. And Rashi, although Rashi also says mazel achagaram, it's your mazel, that it's her husband's fault, but the Rishonim all understand Rashi, that Rashi doesn't mean mazel mamash. If you look at the Ramban there, and the Ra'ah, even more clearly, the Ra'ah writes that when Rashi says mazel, means mazel av mamash. I have a lot of pages here. I need to find the right line here. So the Ra'ah says, hold on, I'm going to get a language for you. Somewhere around here. Too many pages to work with here. Should have brought my sheet of glasses in. I think I got it here. I think I do. Here we go. No, I didn't even quote the line here. All right, either way, the Ra'ah writes clearly, as does the Ramban, that when Rashi says mazel, lav mazel mamash, doesn't really mean mazel. So what exactly is this machlokes between Rashi and Tosos? I first want to explain from the angle of higiyas mamal nisu, and then from the angle of how mazel works. So in general, I discussed with some of you whether or not the chiyav mizonos in general, when husband and wife are married, the chiyav mizonos, is that a derais or is that derabon? That's just in general. If you look in the sugyas in the mem zayin or beis and mem ches and ksubis, so when you read the Gemara, it sounds like there's a machlokas tonight. The Gemara says, I'm just going to read out loud, Hai Tana Sava Mizonos Midaraisa. The Gemara brings one Tana that says She'era is Elu Mizonos, it's a Din Daraisa. It implies that Hai Tana Sava Midaraisa implies that there's another Tana that holds it's only Midirabana. And the Gemara goes on to bring in a different interpretation that She'er means really Kiru Basar. So there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether Mizonos is Daraisa or Dirabana. Tosos and Mem Ches on the top, he quotes the Rashban, who thinks that everybody actually holds a deraisa. All opinions hold a deraisa. There's no one holds a derabanan. Tosos himself says it's very hard to say that. He brings a riot, says tiknu mizonoseh, which sounds like a din derabanan. And the Ritva and Moshe Shonim hold that it's actually the machlokas tanaim, where the chi mizonos is deraisa or derabanan. You look in Parsha Mishpatim, on the pasuk of the Sher Ksuzvona, there the Rashi writes that Sher is Mizonos, and Ramban says it's not Mizonos, it's Kir Basar. Mizonos is only Midrabanan. So Machlokas, whether or not Mizonos is derived from Derabanan, is a Machlokas tonight, Machlokas in the Mishonim, how we pass. And that's just the general background of the Chiyuv Mizonos. And keep in mind, the Rashbam holds, and everyone holds, all Tanoim actually holds, to Deraisa, but that does not seem to be the Pashas of the other Rishonim. Now, the Sugya and Daf Ayin Ksuvas, this is a big Sugya all of Ksuvas. Once you have this yourself down, it's very helpful, because it keeps coming up back and forth about Parnassa being, Mizonos being Deraisa, Derabanan. The Gemara there says, in Ksuvas Daf Ayin, based on the Mishnah, that a husband could be Mother Isha from Mizonos for 30 days. And the Gemara says, how could he make a nether? Doesn't he have a chiv to support her? Isn't he Meshubud to support her? How could he make a nether that he doesn't have to support her for any amount of time? And so the Gemara there answers that no. The Gemara is talking about he Giyazman Velo Nisu, and that's only a chiv midirabanan, implying, this is Rashi's understanding, implying Parnassa, if they were married and the chiyuv mizonos is deraisa, then this nether wouldn't be chal. The Gemara is talking about Yizman velo nisu, the 12 months expired, now they didn't get married, so that chiyuv to pay is only a dirabanan. Rashi says that language clearly in Daf Ayin Mabez. Umid dirabanan chayiv lazuna. So therefore, the nether can be chal on a dirabanan, because a nether is a deraisa, and the chiv higiyas mavelonis is only a chiv midirabanan. Now Tosfos there asks, well, isn't chiv mizonos in general, even when they're married, also a dirabanan? Higiyas mavelonis is dirabanan, and when they're married also, vinisu, they're also only a chiv midirabanan. Why is the Gemara choosing higiyas mavelonis, not the case of chiv mizonos? So, the Pashup Shad is that Rashi holds that no, because Chiyuv Mizonos is a deraisa, like he writes Ala Torah. The Chiyuv of a husband to pay a wife is deraisa. He gives man, Velonisu is only dirabanan. While Tosfos holds that no, even Chiyuv Mizonos of a husband to wife, that too is also a dirabanan. There's no difference between that and Higizman. Now, the Pnei Yeshua says differently. Pnei Yeshua thinks that even Rashi holds chiv parnasa of a husband and wife who are married is also only midirabanan. Chiv mizonos is dirabanan, and he gives man milonis is also dirabanan. But he's mechadish the following. Look what the Pnei Yeshua says. He holds yeshu liyashiv shaper. This is the Pnei Yeshua in Daf Ayin. Shitas Rashi. Diafsvilu l'man damar mizonos is dirabanan, which is against what Rashi says al Torah though. Afil hachi. Kevin shetiknu mizonos l'chon ashim. It's a tenai bezdin. It's command nakit shtara, and then it becomes a din a shibud deraisa level. The onan sadi shal menas kenasa. In other words, when they get married, from a Torah's perspective, the chiyuv is only the rabbanan. But since this has been accepted, it's an implied tenai. It's a tenai ksuba. It takes on a deraisa level, not because of a husband and wife's chiyuv. It's rather because of general agreements of how, you know, the marriages have been taking place. But it doesn't flow from the Torah of chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv in a Torah of sher ksis ona. It's rather a chiyuv of what society has created as part of the tanai ksuba. It becomes a deraisa on that level. Very different than what you would have said in Rashi al Torah. So these are general ideas about mizonos either being dirabanan, deraisa, or dirabanan that turned into a deraisa according to this Pnei Yeshua. Now let's move on to Higiyas Mavelo Nisu. So Higiyas Mavelo Nisu, I'm not going to go through all the Rishonim inside, but here is a machlokas about, we already saw Rashi and Daf Ayin and Tosfos Daf Ayin, who hold Higiyas Mavelo Nisu as a Chiyuv Dirabanan. And Rashi says this as well on Daf Beis. When Rashi says Ochos Mishalo, the beginning of the Gemara, he says Higiyas Mavelo Nisu Ochos Mishalo, and Rashi writes Shabal Chayiv Mizonos Ishto Mitakanas Bezdin. So Mitakanas Bezdin, Rashi says that the Higiyas Mavelo Nisu is a Takanas Chacham, which is consistent with what he writes in Daf Ayin, which with Tosfos Shita as well. Higiyas Mavelo Nisu is a Derabon. But there is an opinion of Higiyas Mavelo Nisu is a Kanas, it's a penalty. Again, if you learn through the sugyas, I don't go through it. It's a little confusing there, but the sugya of the case of Yavam, the Tosfos and Beis Yavam quotes the Gemara Nivamos, and there we show him argue whether when the Yavam has to pay, is that midin kanas, or Midin Takaras Chachamim, and Rishonim compare that to Giv Mamalon Nisu. So whatever Machlokas exists there, it exists here too, but Rashi actually seems to take different sides. But what comes out is Machlokas Rishonim whether or not you give Mamalon Nisu is Midin Takaras Chachamim, which Rashi writes, or it's a Din of Knas, it's a penalty. And there are a few nafkaminas to appreciate this Machlokas. One nafkamina is whether or not there's Zocha Temaisa Yadeha. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun Chesma Bey says that Tachas, the Mizonos, that the husband has to pay for the wife, all the Mais Yadeha of the wife go back to the husband, Misham Eva. He's going to say, it's not fair, I'm busy supporting you, and I'm paying for you, and you're busy making your money, you're a big-time lawyer, and you're now taking money for yourself, that's not fair. So I'm giving you Mizonos, and you pay me Mais Yadeha. So do we say that in this case, Hagiz Man Velo Nisu, when the husband has to pay Mizonos, does she have to pay the Mais Yadeha to him? If you assume that's Takanas Chachamim, so it should be no different than the general Takanas Chachamim of Mizonos, or even if it's Deraisa, that parallel between Mizonos and Mais Yadeha should be the same. So there's a Machlokas Rishon whether or not Hagiz Man Velo Nisu, whether or not he gets Mais Yadeha. The Ritva writes, This is Daf Nun Zayin. Ritva Daf Nun Zayin writes clearly that the husband zochet to Mais Yadeha in the case of a Giyazman Velo Nisu. Because since the assumption is Ritva holds that the Mizonos of the Giyazman Velo Nisu is at Takaras Chachamim, so the Mais Yadeha go hand in hand. They get lumped together. But there's a Ra'ah in Daf Kuf Zayin in Bezim Subas. The Ra writes that he does not get Mais Yadeha. And the understanding is because the husband's requirement to pay Mizonos if he gives Mamlo Nisu is Midin Kanas, it's a penalty. It's not because there's a Takanas Chachamim, it's not part of the Tanai Ksuba. He's penalized. He's penalized for not marrying her. He delayed. He had 12 months to get married. He refused to get married to her. He gets penalized. And we're not going to reward him if it's a penalty. So he's penalized by paying Mizonos, but he does not get in turn the Mais Yadeha because it's not a regular chiyuv of Parnasa mitzad the Ba'al. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be there's a Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim Daf Ayin Gimel Beis. And there the Mishnah says that a Bogera Shashasa Yud Beis Chodesh, which is another way of saying he gives Mavlo Nisu. She's engaged and she waits 12 months. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Hol v'bayla chayv b'mizonoseha yefer." Since the husband, after 12 months, which is a gizma mavlo nisu, has to pay mizonos memela, he does have harsh adam for her as well. And Chachamim argue and say, "No, ein habal yefer atchet tikanes l'rishusa." So the simple understanding of this machlokas is that they're arguing about whether or not the gizma mavlo nisu is a tikanes Chachamim, in which case the husband should be made for Nedera, or it's a Kanas Ba'alma, but he doesn't have any Zechuyos. He doesn't get Mais Yadeha, he doesn't get Mitziyasa, he doesn't get Hefer Mefarfars Nedarim. And that would be the simple pshat to understand this Machlokas. And the Gemara itself compares this Machlokas Hafars Nedarim to the general case of Egiyazman, Glonisu, and Mizonis. That would be the simple pshat. I want to keep this clear, so I want to point out that not everyone agrees to this pshat, though. The Ram there talks about whether or not it's Miktas Nisueha. There's a partial marriage that takes place there. If you look at the Chassam Sofer also, he talks about everyone agrees really that there is a marriage, but the question, how much marriage do you need to make for Nedarim? So it's more of a footnote, understanding the nature of Afaras Nedarim and how much marriage is necessary. But I want to just make it clean that the simple pshat is they're arguing about whether the Gizma Velo Nisu is a Kanas or a Takanas Chachamim. Now, before we get back to Rashi Tosfos, one last shita, very important shita to look at, is the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua has an incredible chiddush about the Gizman Velo Nisu. And he brings Iran Nidarim, and that sugya as a raya for his point. Pnei Yeshua writes in Subas Mem Zayin Beis that he thinks the Gizman Velo Nisu is a chiv d'araisa. We said up until now, either it's Takanas Chachamim or Takanas. He's Mechadish, it's a Chiv Deraisa. And he says, how does he know this? Because he says, this sugya of Sher Ksis Ona, he says, share is a case of their eyesight. Now, if you look at the context of that pasuk, we oftentimes take it out of context. What's it talking about? It's referring to yid, a case of yid, an am ivriya, and the adon or the son wants to perform yid, and we hold that yid and eris and osa. There's a discussion. What does yid accomplish? So we assume, like the Gemara and Kedushin, that assumes that yid is eris. That means, in the context of am ivriya, where yid is done, which is the erisin, there's a chiv share kusus va'ona. That means the share, which is mizonos, there's a chiv deraisa to pay a person of erisin, not when they get married in nisuin, but reishas erisin. And then he says, ef shalomar, that the Gemara, the pasuk is talking about a case of erisin yud, where shegiyas man below nisu, 12 months expired, and that's when there's a chiv deraisa. In other words, at shas yud, there's no chiv. But the pasuk's talking about there's yud, which is erison. 12 months later, they didn't get married, so then there's a chiv share ksasvona, a chiv midaraisa. And he wants to prove this from the language of the Ran in Ayin Gimel Nedarim, who talks about there's a miktsas nisuin b'shasi gizman v'lo nisu, which he thinks means a miktsas nisuin on a deraisa level. That's a gizman v'lo nisu. So let me just recap before we put this back into Rashi Tosfos. So we have by Higizman Velo Nisu, either it's a Takanas Chachamim, which Rashi writes in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, or it's a Kanas, which is found by a number of the Rishonim or the Achronim, or it's a Chiyav Deraisa, like Pnei Yeshua says. So how does this help us out now? So you look back in our Rashi Tosos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, so the way the Achronim understand it, Reuven talks about this, I didn't look at him inside, I saw him quoted, but I imagine he made some of these diukim. That the Rashi says that not that the mazel is gorim. Even though we use language of gorim, that's not what causes it. Mazel is, at the end of the day, it's your tough luck to the husband. He says the language of the emphasis of Rashi is ki mehayom, that's that Rashi nistach posedeu. Ki mehayom, from today, animu telas alecha lazim. I am your responsibility to pay. Meaning Rashi says it was a chiv, not just a knas. He gives man below nisu, there's a takanas chav, there's a chiv for him to pay. And it's your bad luck, tough luck for you. Not because anyone's mazel caused this to happen. The cause is because you didn't get married. There's a takanas chavim, and that's it. He gives man below nisu, there's chiv to get married, and zehu. So Rashi's l'shita, what he writes here, what he writes in Daf Ayin, that he gives man below nisu, it's takanas chavim, and that's why he has to pay. But Tosos understands differently. Tosos on Beis Mabez understands that Higiz Mabel Nisu is a kenas, a penalty. Now you can only penalize someone if they did something wrong. You can't penalize them for not doing anything wrong. So if it's his fault, even though maybe not intentional, but it's his fault, so then he could be penalized. Now, he waited till the last second to get married, and he planned to get married, but she got sick. That's his fault. It's his mazel. His mazel is what creates it. Mazel isn't, oh, bad luck, at the end of the day, tough luck for you. No, his mazel caused her to get sick somehow. And that's meduk, I think, in the language of Tosfos, who use the language of lo me'anshe, not punished. When you hear that word, it should be indicative of a kanas, of a penalty. So you can't blame her, because she can't get punished. She's not chayim peruvu. But I think maybe the Ramban or someone says, you could blame him. It's his punishment. Because he is chayv and peruvu. And that tips you off that it's a kanas, according to Tosos. So this machlok, the Rashi Tosos, argue about whether or not Hagiyas Man is takanas lachamim, and mazel is real lav mamish, or it's a kanas, it's a penalty, and it's his fault, it's his mazel, that's why he's punished, that's why he has to pay. That's one approach. Now the other approach, the other machlok, which I don't think they're mutually exclusive, I think they're both true, is they argue about the nature of mazel. That's a different angle. How does mazel work? So the way mazel works is, I'm not sure how it works actually, but at least the machlokas that exists by mazel, and you see fascinating, Rashi Tosfos seem to be l'shitasam in several places in Shas and the Meir and the Ritva about how concerned are we with mazel in general. And this leads us to the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Vav, where the Gemara itself has a machlokas whether Yesh mazel Yisrael or ein mazel Yisrael. So the Gemara there says Rabbi Chanina holds that there is Yesh mazel Yisrael, and Rabbi Yochanan holds ein mazel Yisrael. And what's that machlok exactly? So Rashi says they argue whether or not through tefillah and tzedakah a person can change mazel. I mean, everybody exists, mazel exists in the world. There's definitely mazel in the world. The question is, can I daven and give tzedakah? Will that change my mazel? So those who hold yesh mazel, Yisrael, says, ein tefillah v'tzedakah mishanes ha-mazel. Doesn't change. But those who hold it, ein mazel Yisrael, da'yidei tefillah v'tzedakah mishana, you can change it to tov, you can change it. And we assume ein mazel Yisrael, which means that there is mazel, but you could change it. You could daven, you could learn, you could do mitzvahs, you could change your mazel. Now Tosfos there says, I'm not so sure about that. Says, you could change it, but sometimes sometimes you really can't change it. It's changeable, but it's not always changeable. Sometimes it's absolute. He quotes the Gemara Marikatan, B'nei Chai Mazone, Lav Zuchusa Talya Mosa, Ela B'maza Talya Mosa, that when it comes to these aspects of life, one's life, how long he lives, his children, and Mazonos, it's not a Zuchus, it's a person's mazel. And he acknowledges that Ayde Zuchus Gadol, you could change it, but sometimes Pamim ain't a mazel Mishnah. So there seems to be a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, that Rashi seems to say you could completely change mazel. There's no limitation. Tosfos is not true. Sometimes you can, and sometimes you can. We're still choshish and mazel. So if you look at the Ran Moy Katam, he also has a debate whether or not you could change mazel completely, whether or not you could change it. B'miksas, he says in one line, Yesh Omer, she'ein hazuchus oker me'akol as a mazel, doesn't completely change mazel, ela matzilu l'adam b'miksas, below me'akol. It could only partially help with mazel, but it can't entirely uproot it. That's one day. And he has another day that says, no, you could completely uproot mazel entirely. And this you have as well, Gemara Baba Kama Da Beis Mabes. Here the Gemara is talking about the language of Negicha versus Negifa when it comes to Ashur Shenagach. Ashur Shenagach, we have one Lashon that says Ki Ni'igach, and another Lashon that says Ki Nigach, the Pasuk says. And the Gemara says that Maishna Gavi Adam Dichsev Ki Yigach, and Maishna Gavi Behema Dichsev Ki Yigav. So the Gemara answers that Adam Islay Mazla Ksiv Ki Yigach, Behema Deleslay Mazla Ksiv Ki Yigav. What do we learn? What's the. So Rashi explains here Islay Mazla Sheshla Das Lishmor is Gufo. Rashi does not take the word mazel how it normally is understood. What it means that man has mazel means he has das. He has the ability to protect himself. It's nothing to do with mazel that we speak of. He watches over himself. He takes care of himself. The Meiri writes that since animals know that human beings, there's a certain ema that people have on animals. Animals have to be more precise to attack a human being. But nothing to do with mazel. It has to do with how human beings have self-defense. Now that's very different than how the Ravid says the pshat there in the Gemara. The Ravid is chidushim, is a sefer, the chidushim Ravid in the Baba Kama. And he says, you know what it means? Adam islay mazla. He says, v'koshebe ene habore lachshilo kara negicha. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want man to get gored. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, through mazel, is watching over him. So the Ravid takes mazel seriously in the Gemara Baba Kama, literally, I should say. And Rashi and Miri say it's really not mazel. And this comes down to how serious are we concerned with mazel in general or not. Rashi's not so concerned with mazel. Rashi's not concerned. It says in Shabbos, even when we speak about mazel there, you could change mazel. You could daven, give tzedakah, you could change mazel. The Gemara Baba Kama, mazel doesn't mean mazel mamish. It's referring to a person's ability to self-defend. The Ravid, however, and Tosfos says, no, we're choshish of mazel. Mazel is a real thing. You can't always change mazel. Even davening is not going to always change mazel. Mazel is a real thing that we're concerned with. So there's another Gemara in the Yevamos, which the Rishonim here quote, by Katlanis, a woman who marries three people, two or three people. So she marries and they die. So then she can't marry again. She's a chazaka of a Katlanis. And the Gemara has two opinions. Why? Why is she dangerous? So Rav Huna holds Mayan Gorim. The understanding is maybe she has some disease or something like that. And Rav Ashi says Mazel Gorim. It's a mazel. So there's a machlokes what exactly the mazel is there, but either way, are we concerned with mazel? Are we concerned with gorim? So there's a machlokes had a paskin. The Meiri l'shitaso, Meiri everywhere, anything having to do with mazel, anything of anything that's not intellectual, the Meir always rejects. We don't paskin mazel. We say gorim. We say mayin gorim. It's the disease, something, an infection. That's what's gorim, not mazel. He doesn't hold a mazel at all. He rejects. He says it every single place he can. He says in Baba Kama, says in the Mari Katan, we don't take mazel seriously at all. It's b'kar of tenichush. He rejects mazel all over the place. But most Rishonim, like the Ritva holds in Yevamos, that no, we paskin like Rav Ashi, that mazel gorim. We do hold mazel gorim. And then Ritva elsewhere, I forget where, he actually holds by Chodesh Av, where they talk about they should go to Bezdin, not go to Bezdin with the guy during the Chodesh Av, isn't that a problem with Nichush? And he says, no, we have, there's certain mazel that we're concerned with, certain mazel. So the Ritva acknowledges mazel is a real thing. So both in maybe Tainis he says this, and here as well, we paskin mazel is gorim, mazel is a real thing according to the Ritva. So now the Rambam paskins also by Kalanis. We go based on mazel. But the Rambam writes that im nisais, if even after the chazak exists, they get married, no need to get divorced. We're not that concerned with mazel. A little bit, the Kesef Mishnah says, but we're not really concerned with it. The Kesef Mishnah explains from the Meiri, from the Rambam, based on the Rambam's tshuva, kalanis, there's no iser b'davar. It's not a good thing to do, but there's no iser. We're not that concerned with mazel. Never, but ever, if they got married after she becomes a kalanis, they could stay married. But the Rosh, in Ksubas Perek Dalet Sim Gimel, he says there's an iser to get married to a kalanis. He says Yirash Kofin Oso Lahotzi. We force them to get divorced. The Chamira Sakanta Miyisura. This is dangerous. This is a real chashash. Ukemosh Mechuyavim Bezin Lahafrish Es Adam Min Avera. Kach Mechuyavim Lahafrish Es Shelo Yifshu Ben Avsho. He's to protect himself. Even though we assume that a mazel is the issue. So coming out from all this before we go back inside to our sugya is, how concerned are we with mazel? So again, the Gemara and Shabbos have machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, ein mazel yisok, could you completely change it or no, we're still choshesh? How to understand the Gemara Bava Kama is mazel mamish, and or no, which means it's self-defense. And then the sugya of Yivamos, is it really chashash, a real sakana, a real iser? Oh no, we're superficially concerned, we're not really heavily concerned, or maybe we reject mazel entirely, like the Meir. So what level of concerned are we? And that brings us back now to Rashi Tosos, that this could be the explanation, an additional, I think they go hand in hand, to Rashi and Tosos here, whether we're concerned with mazel mamish or not. When Rashi writes, mazlacha garim, and both the Ramban and the Ra'ah both say, he doesn't really mean mazel mamish. I mean, it's a bad luck, tough luck, this is your lot in the Zehu. So that's because Rashi is a Shitaso, he's not so concerned with mazel in general. When the Gemara Baba Kama says, Adam Isbe Mazel, that didn't mean Mazel. It meant he could defend himself. That's what it meant. And when the Gemara in Shabbos says, Ein Mazel Yisrael, that means a person could entirely change Mazel. Mazel's not going to affect us so much. He's not choshish to Mazel, and therefore here as well, he's not concerned with Mazel. But Tosos and Oman Beis, who says, no, Mazel Garim, that's your fault. It's a mazel in this world somehow out of your hands to do something. There's a real mazel we're concerned with. This is Tosos L'shitaso in Shabbos, that even though we say ein mazel yisrael, that means only certain things can be changed by mazel, by davening rather, but not everything. And there's some things that are mazel that are absolute, you can't change, and just like Tosos is choshesh for mazel in Shabbos, here as well he's choshesh for mazel when it comes to nistachba sedeh. All right, okay, we'll stop here.